In today's proper last gospel, which is taken from the second Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday within the octave, we read that a certain man made a great supper and invited many, and he sent his servant to say that they should come. And they began all at once to make excuse. I have bought a farm, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. In today's Holy Mass, and at every Mass, we pray at the Sanctus, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This gospel I've just now read to you is so fitting, isn't it, for Corpus Christi Sunday. That is to say, God issues the invitation, and man makes excuses. God offers his incomparable gift of life, bought by the death of his Son, whose goodness is tasted. Even now, you will, for the first time, children, at his supper. But man is busy. Busy what? Busy buying things, and busy trying them out, or busy taking a wife. St. Augustine says, these 3 excuses about sum it up for every possible excuse we might come up with. And I would sum them up by 3 words, and the first of these is dominion, and the second, domination, and the third, demands. Dominion. In other words, I have bought a farm. I own it. It is mine. Why should I go to someone else's supper, sit at his table and submit to his rules? No, thank you, the survivalist in us says, I will be dependent on no man. Domination. I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to try them. Now, St. Augustine says the 5 yoke of oxen stand for our 5 senses, because oxen plow the earth and our senses bring us down to earthly things. The sensualist says, if I can't see it or touch it or taste it or hear it, it's not real. It's not real to me, and that's all that matters. And yet, he forgets the good God's beautiful plan. The whole of the sacramental system is based on our 5 senses. So what is invisible, what is purely spiritual, we are able to see and to taste and to hear and to touch in the sacraments of the Church. So here, too, there is no excuse. And finally, demands. Demands. I've married a wife. In a word, the obligations of this life, they are legitimate enough, true. But blessed is he whose wife and whose children, whose family lead him closer to God and to Holy Communion. But even those who do go to his supper and who do enter his kingdom by the sacrifice and the sacraments of the Church are hard put in this life. They still must mind their marriage, and they must till the earth, and they must run the farm. And we would say, somebody has to pay the bills. And Mass is offered by the priests, isn't it, here in church and every day. What are we to do? Well, here at our school, we educate our children most of all by means of the Holy Mass. And I'm thinking that especially this year, They sang or they served their little hearts out. But what about when summer holidays come? Who is there left to keep a holy day unto the Lord every day? If only, I've been thinking this, if only some of them would come sometime still during the week, why, all the rest could be represented at the altar and the rail, and they would never be abandoned and empty anymore. That's why we've started a little sort of a mutual aid society for all of our students at St. Gertrude the Great Church. We're calling it St. Gertrude the Great Summer Blessed Sacrament Society. And the goal is this: for each one of our young ones to make one extra Mass, one extra Holy Communion each week. And the idea is that if they concentrate and they really think about something extra, then surely they'll never miss the one thing necessary, which is to assist at Sunday Mass and Holy Day Mass. And they will as well make up for those who don't. So, children, and especially beginning with your little First Communion children, I want you to ask Mom and Dad to try to bring you to church one extra time each week. Why, even good Protestants do that for their Wednesday Bible study. And by this means, you children will be showing us, old people, a good example. And sometimes we need your good example, you know. And so when you come, you'll find in the side hallway right out there, you'll sign a poster. Probably you'll find your name on the poster. It's marked June. I've tried to put down every name I could think of. If I miss someone, just let me know and we'll write it in. There's more space. And when you can come, why, you'll just initial the poster, and then a teacher will come and put a golden monstrance over it. Do you know what a monstrance is, children? It comes from the Latin word to show. And our Lord is showing himself to us in the golden vessel on the altar that's right behind the banner this morning. In a moment after sermon, he'll be showing himself to us again. That's what the monstrance means. And sometimes we need to show God, who shows us how much he loves us, how much we love him in return, by coming, even in summer, to his supper. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. We pray at the Sanctus of the Mass, and you will be blessed as well if you come too. This is a blessing that we can bring to all of those for whom we pray, and it is a present for all of those whom we represent at Mass, as we give God what? We give him the perfect gift, his Son in sacrifice. And he, in turn, gives his Son back to us again. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.